Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in the beginning of Simon Shin Pei. We are on the bottom of page Reish Mem Zayin. We're about to turn on to page 494. Simon Reish Pei is Dine Bittel Rishus. The halachos of one who did not contribute to the Erev, nullifying his Rishus in order to make the Erev work for the others who contributed to the Erev. We touched upon this a few times already, but here we get to the Simon. So says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, Echol mibnei ha-chotzer she-shochach v'lo Erev imho acherim. So one member of the chotzer forgot, and he did not contribute to the Erev with everybody else. So Oser aleihem, he has now ruined the Erev by not contributing. Everybody has to be in. So matakonosa, what's the Eitzah? He didn't contribute, so now what can he do? So Yivater lahem Rishuso, he can nullify to them his Rishus, Sheyomar by saying, Rishusi muvutalas lachem, my Rishus is bottled to you, O Knuya lachem, or it's acquired by you. The ain't tzarech liknos b'kinyan suder, they don't actually have to make a kinyan chalipin, they don't have to make a real kinyan, he only has to say those words. The yochol levatel af mishetechshach. This can be done even after Shabbos started. If it was before Shabbos, he could still contribute to the Erev. But even after Shabbos started, they're not done because he didn't contribute. He could just be Mavatel Rishus. V'imdorim arbo chamisha. If he's living in a chatzer with four or five people, so tzarech levatel l'kol echad ve'echad. He has to be Mavatel each and every one of them. Shiyoma rishusi muvutelas l'cha u'l'cha. And he has to go to each one and say that. Some say, although he asked him a vital to everyone, but it doesn't have to be by everyone individually, to you and to you, we could just say to all of you. In bitel rishus of stam, if he just said a stam bitel rishus, so lo bitel el rishuso sheyesh lo b'chatzer. So then he has only been a vital the rights that he has in the chatzer. And this will be explained. Hilkach. Hey mutarim lahutzi mibateim lachatzer. The other people will be allowed to carry from their houses to the chatzer. V'gamhu, and he'll also be allowed to carry from their houses to the chatzer. Shehu oreach ba'alma. He will be considered like a guest. He has removed his chelak in the chatzer. He's a guest in the chatzer. Aval asurin lahutzi mibeiso lachatzer. But he has not been mevatel the rishus he has in his house, and therefore his house is off limits from carrying. So there aser lahotzi mibeisel lechatzer from his house to the chatzer v'gamhu. So everyone is going to be aser to carry from his house to the chatzer because he did not mevatel his house. He only was mevatel his area in the chatzer. That allows their houses to be good in the chatzer. So he and they can carry from their houses to the chatzer, but all of them cannot carry from his house to the chatzer. Reason being, he was mevatel his rishus in the chatzer, but not his rishus in his house. V'yesh omrim, shetzorech lino beso. Some say because there is this iser of anybody, including himself, carrying from his house to the chatzer, he should lock up his house. Kidei shelo yovel lahotzi v'iser, so no one should carry out from his house v'iser. V'lo yiftachenu el kasherotzo laseis v'lovo. He should only open the door of his house if he wants to go out or come in. But immediately after he goes out or comes in, he should close the door. So that house should be locked off limits, to make sure that nobody is going to carry the iser. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph, Sheshachach v'lo Erev. The case of the Mechaber is that one member of the Chatzar forgot to contribute to the Erev. Zok the Mishnah Berurah Nokat Sheshachach. It mentions that he forgot la'ashmeina to teach us the afilu b'chayagavna. Even in such a case where he forgot, oser kishelo bitel, he will ruin the erev if he's not mevatel rishus, even though he only forgot it was by accident. Aval hu adin da afilu kishahizid. But really, the same din that we're learning over here is true if he didn't contribute to the erev b'mezid. The low Erev, still Mahani Bittul. So the idea of being Mavatli Rishus has nothing to do with forgetting. You could forget, you could do it on purpose, and then decide you want to not ruin it for everyone else. Bittul Rishus always works. The Mishnah Berurah says the Mechaber chooses the case where he forgot to teach you, even though he forgot it was an accident, it still ruins it for everyone else in the Chatzar until he's Mavatli Rishus. Sif Katan Beis. Oser Aleihem, he has now ruined the chatzer for carrying for everyone. L'taltal mibadeim l'chatzer. He now asked anyone from carrying from their houses the chatzer. Sevkotan gimul. He asked him about his rishus. The ein tzarech liknos b'kinyas suda. They don't have to make any kind of kinyan. Dehu rak siluk rishusa ba'alma. All you're really doing here is removing yourself from a rishus. Shemisalik asmo me rishuso. Kedei shelo yaser aleihem. You're removing yourself from a rishus in order not to asur them. Umehai time. Since that's all you're doing, you're not really doing any kind of kinyan, that's why you could even do it on Shabbos. You're just removing yourself, you're not actually giving something over, you're not making a kinyan. Sevkot and Dalin. The Mechaber said if you have a group of people, you have to do it l'kol echad ve'echad. V'lo amrinan. And we do not say that when he was mevatel rishus to one person, daito levatel lekol bnei achotzer. We assume that when he's mevatel to A, he's mevatel to everyone that's there. Kedei shelo yaser aleihem, so he shouldn't aser for them. Umasha amar leechad mehem, and that which he says only to one of them, b'mekom kulam amar lo. We don't say that by his being mevatel rishus to Reuven, he really means the mevatel to everyone. He's just mentioning Reuven as a representative. We don't say that. V'im lo bita lekulam, and if he's not mevatel to all of them, af lamisha bita l'aser. It accomplishes nothing if there are five people there and he's mevatel his rishus to Reuven. It does nothing. He has mevatel to all the other four people. Otherwise, it doesn't count. And we don't assume by being mevatel to Reuven, he means everyone. He has to actually say l'cha u'l'cha to all of them. Sevkot and hey, v'yesh omrim shedai sheyomar. The second shita says that it's enough instead of saying to you and to you and to you, just to say to all of you together. Mashma d'ladei arishon alo mahaniga shomer l'kulchem. Clearly from the Mechaber it's mashma that l'fri the first shita it wouldn't help to say kulchem. You have to say to you and to you and to you. Why is it that you have to say to every single one? The Atam Kasav Ataz. The Taz explains the reason for the first shita. Mishum de ba'alma rubo kakulo. The general rule in halacha is majority is considered like all. The alkena, therefore, im omar lekulchem. If he says on you mavatel ma'yishus to all of you, efshur de kavanoso rak al harov mehem. Maybe what he means to say is a majority, which is not good. Umasha kasav mechaber reish asif. That which the mechaber said in the beginning of the sif. Rishusi mevutelas lochem. He used a general expression, my rishus is mevutel to you, lochem. So why does that work? Hasa mari shoyu rak shnayim. There was him and two others. So when he says lochem, it's obviously referring to the two of them. You're not going to say to the ruba, there's no rove of the two. So therefore, he obviously refers to two. But the first shita holds, if there's more, so then it has to be to each one. If you say kulchem, you might think it means rove. Uladina masik el yiraba de ha'ikr ki yesh omrim. The yiraba comes out l'maisa that the ikr halacha is like the yesh omrim. The mahani gam ke sh'omer l'kulchem, that when you say l'kulchem, it's going to be fine. V'chozek sh'omed neged kulam. This is only true when he's standing across from all of them. V'omer lehem lashon zeh. He says kulchem, they're all there. That's when it works, and that's the yiraba says the ikr pshat. Very interesting note over here, note number five. He brings down another mushal of such a concept that kulchem can be rov, that the Taz brings down from a pasuk in Chumash. V'hataz hosef, note number five. Shezeu ma she'omrim benusach atfila, sorry, not a pasuk, from a nusach of the davening on Rosh Hashanah, we say, Meloch al kol ha'olam kulo. Hashem should be the melech on kol ha'olam, the whole world, kulo. It's redundant, kol ha'olam kulo. It's saying the whole twice. Shelachora hu kei feloshin lachora. That's double. Ela shekol ha'olam efshir lefarish akavana rak al rov ha'olam. Zok the Taz. If you just say Hashem should rule over kol ha'olam, you might say, oh, kol ha'olam is rov ha'olam. Shairei rubo kakulo lochein koflem aloshin al kol ha'olam kulo lomar shekavana seinu al kol ha'olam mamish. So even in tefillah we say meloch akol ha'olam kulo, a double expression of kol that we don't mean rubo kakulo, we mean Hashem should mamish rule the whole world. That's how the Taz explains over here as well, that the man d'amru says you have to say locha ulocha. If you say kulchem, so it's not necessarily all of them, it could be just the rov. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Kodan Vav. The Mechaber said, if you're mevatel your rishus stam, it only counts on the rishus of the chotzer. The kol shekeinim omar rishus chatzeir mevutelos lachem. Certainly if you said, the rishus of my chotzer should be batel to you. The ein abayis b'chlal, the house is not included. And then if you're only mevatel your chotzer, Everyone can carry from the other houses to the chutzner, but not from your house to the chutzner. Sifkatan Zayin. Shu'o reach ba'alma. You can also carry from their houses to the chutzner, your guest. Vo reach eino osra al b'nei chutzner. A guest is not asra on the rest of the chutzner. V'gam hein einom osrim alav. And they also will not asra on him. Like we learned earlier in Sof Simen Shin Ayin Ayin Shom. Sifkatan Ches. Mi beso l'chutzner. We said, but they're also to carry from his house to the chutzner. Sharei lo bita lohem rishus beso. He was not mevatel rishus of his house, and therefore his house is off. Sefkaton tes v'gam hu. His house is off limits to carry to the chutzner, not only for them but also for him. Rotzaloma sha'aser lohotzi mi beso lechutzner. He can't carry either from his house to the chutzner. She'ein lomer al beso shukoreach. But you can't say he's a guest in his house. Sharei lo bita lohem. He was not mevatel's house, so he's not a guest in his house. He is in his house. He didn't contribute to the Erev, so his house is out. He was Mavatel just in the Chatzar, so their Erev with the Chatzar is still fine from their houses, but not from his house. Sifkatan Yud, we said some say you have to close the door, keep it locked up so no one makes a mistake. Ratzalomar, Kishalo Bito Rishis Beso. When you're in the not Mavatel Rishis of his house and you can't carry, no one can carry from his house, they say lock up the house. The Kishabito, because if you were Mavatel Rishis of the Bais also, Mutter Lachachil Hosim Beso Huvahim, then everyone is Mutter to carry from his house out to the Chatzar, Kemosha Chatzar of Sibes, like we'll see in a moment, this Sibes. Sevkotin Yerav, Kadeshal Yavo, Ubimikoma Tchak, in a pressing situation, Yes Lismok Lahokil Shain Sarachni Hos Bais, if you need to, you can rely on the lenient cheetah and not have the house locked up. Interesting note as well, note number 7, we'll speak it out. We're saying over here, since you can't carry from his house, you got to lock up his house. But we never saw such a halacha. If you have a chutzner with two houses and they don't have an eruv, they can't carry. No one has to lock up their house. So note number 7 explains from the Aruch HaShulchan that when there's a chutzner she'enem urevis, everyone's also to carry. All houses are off limits, so we're not worried someone's going to make a mistake. Like if there's no eruv in the city, there's no eruv in the city. No one can carry. So you don't have to start doing funny things to your house as a sign. No one can carry. In this case, all the houses in the chutzner can be carried out from. Just this one's off limits. So there, says Aruch HaShulchan, Bedavka, there's an Indian to lock it up. Says the Mechaber by the Sabis. In Bita Elohim Gam Rishus Beso. In Sif Aleph, we only discuss being Mavatel your Chatzar, not your Bias. If you are Mavatel also the Rishus and your Bias, Mutarin Bein Hu Bein Heim Lahotzi Lachatzar Beimi Beisel Beimi Bateim. Then everything goes. If you are Mavatel your Chelik in the Chatzar and your Bias, then everyone's one big happy family. Everyone can carry from all the houses to the Chatzar, even his house, because he's a guest, not only in the Chatzar, but also in his house. If Katan your Beis, Bein Hu Mi Beiso. This is a very important point that we didn't see yet. That's going to come up a lot. When we say everything goes, everyone can carry from their houses and his house to the chutzner. Haynu la'achar shechziku anshei achutzner es reshuso. That's only once the other members of the chutzner grabbed hold of the chutzner. Meaning they started carrying from their houses to the chutzner before he did. They carried outside from their houses to the chutzner to make use of the chutzner first before he did. Says the Mishabura, Shahutzio mi batayim lachatzar. They brought out from their house of the chatzar. The kodem shechzikuhu. Before they were machzik, im yotzi mi beso lachatzar. If he will carry from his house to the chatzar, oz chozer mi bitulo. That would be considered a chazara, a returning, a going back on his bitul. Umenela ozer alehem vehein alav. That will ruin everything. That will aser them on him and him on them. Like we'll see later in Simon Shin Pei Aleph Siv Aleph. V'chein Yizohir. Also, he should be careful. Shelo yachnis mechatzer lebeso. That he shouldn't bring anything in from the chatzer to his house. Kodem sheyachnisu heim meachatzer lebeso. Before they bring in from the chatzer to his house. Kilakamon Shin Pei Aleph. So basically, once you mevatel your reshus, you can go back on the bittel. So if I'm mevatel my reshus in the chatzer, someone else has to use it and make like a kinyan on it, make it solid, because if I use it first, like I took it back, and I ruined everything. So in this case, I have to not only wait for them to carry out from their house to the chutzner, but they also have to bring from the chutzner into my house. They have to make use of everything to show that it's in place, and not that I do it first, and it shows that I was chozer on it. That's what the Mishabura is saying over here, and we'll see more about that in the coming shiurim. Vitama heter. The reason for this heter in Sebei is that everything goes in his mevatel the chutzner and the house. The kevan shebitel gamrishes beso. Since he is mevatel also the rishes of his house, nasa oreach gomer etzlam. He becomes a full guest by them. Kevan shelo nishalo rishus shelo bitel. He has nothing that he was not mevatel. He owns nothing. He's purely a guest there, and therefore They're all mutter from all the houses. One more sif, sif gimel. Im eino rotsa levatel em rishus. So let's say the person does not want to be mevatel rishus. Elo laskiro, he wants to rent out his rishus. He wants to make money on the deal. So then, yesh omim shemol kumobitel. Some say renting out his house is the same thing as being mevatel rishus. The yesh omim sheinomol. Some say it doesn't work. Says the mishabura yud gimel. The ones who say it doesn't help, svirlu, they hold the lo tiknu schirus elabakum. We've mentioned this, we didn't get to the simon about this, but if there's a chatzar, or a city, and there are goyim living there, they ruin the eruv, unless you rent out their houses. We'll discuss how that's done, but the same way that by a goy, you could rent out his house, so if there's a Jew there, you would think maybe you could rent out his house, sakta mishabura, this second shita holds, that they were not misakin the idea of schiras rishus, except by goyim. Avalo be Yisrael, therefore it does not work. It works for a guy's rishus, it does not work for Yisrael's rishus. V'ayim ba'achronim shechosru limtzo tam lezeh. The achronim dig to try to find a reason for this. V'ab mogin avram mitzadeh. The mogin avram means to say, d'b'chol l'kuyal meyochol l'haskir. If it's before Shabbos, everyone agrees you can rent out your rishus. Why not? It's before Shabbos, you can rent out your house. It's not your house anymore, so everything's going to be fine. D'lo gora mibitl. There's no, it's not worse to rent it out during the week than to mevatel during the week. Elo d'b'shabbos aser l'skor d'havek emekach l'memkar. But to rent it out on Shabbos, that's already a business deal. When you mevatel your rishus, like we said before, you're not doing anything. There's no kinyan, you're just removing yourself. But renting it out as a kinyan, that's mekach l'memkar, that would be aser. Ulin halacha, the bottom line, the El Yerabba writes, El Yerabba posek de'ein schiras mo'elis b'Yisrael klal. He says there's no such thing as schiras rishus for Yisrael at all, even on a weekday. Aval shari achronim mikilim b'za, other achronim amikil, le'inyin me'achol during the week, ka'amogin avron, that you can't do schiras rishus of the Yisrael during the week. On Shabbos again, that will be a discussion. We'll stop here and continue tomorrow with Hashem with Siv Dalet.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.